Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed trial subscription. First, we start with the biggest headlines from Sunday's NFL action. The past two MVPs had very different performances, as Lamar Jackson completed just 13 passes, including two touchdowns and two interceptions. On the other hand, Patrick Mahomes tossed five touchdowns and completed 31 of 42 passes for over 400 yards against the Jets. But the biggest winner on the day was Vikings running back Dalvin Cook, who went from a healthy question mark to four touchdowns while racking up 163 yards on 30 carries and two receptions. Looking ahead, Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew is unlikely to play for Week 9 against the Texans as he's dealing with multiple fractures and a strained ligament in his right thumb. Elsewhere, Cowboys quarterback Andy Dalton is doing significantly better, and head coach Mike McCarthy said that he's expected to start on Sunday against the Steelers. Looking at Monday Night Football, it's an NFC battle between one of the conference's best and one of their worst, with the Buccaneers and Giants facing off. No one has scored more points than the Buccaneers through the first 7 weeks, who are 12.5-point favorites on the road with the total set at 45 points. At the quarterback position, Tom Brady is the most expensive player on both FanDuel and DraftKings, which isn't surprising given that he has the second most passing touchdowns and sixth most passing yards in the NFL this season. Opposite of Brady is Daniel Jones, who will be facing a Buccaneers defense that's allowed the fourth fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this season. The edge is with Brady as he's facing the Giants defense that has allowed multiple passing touchdowns in 4 of 7 games, including each of their last two. For the running back position, the Giants are a hot mess right now. They're going to be relying on Wayne Gallman and Deion Lewis against a Buccaneers defense that has allowed the fifth fewest fantasy points per game to running backs, including a league-low 2.72 yards per carry. The Bucs' backfield is a little worrisome as well, as Leonard Fournette has received 56% snap share last week, even though he rushed for just 50 yards on 11 carries and caught 6 of 7 targets for 47 receiving yards. For a complete breakdown, including a look at the wide receivers, tight ends, kickers, and special teams, check out Andrew Laird's Monday Night Football DFS Breakdown, Buccaneers vs. Giants, article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.